Oh, mother chap been a bachelor this 12 and 20 years, and eyes have often been a wooing, and yet chap never the near. Don't grumble, chill, have none of me, I's look so like a lout, but I faith cham as proper a man as she needs be so stout. She says if I's could dance and sing as Thomas Miller can, or cut a caper as little Jack Taylor, oh how she'd love me then. But soft and fair, chill, none of that, I faith cham not so nimble. The tailors have not to trouble his thoughts, but his needle and his thimble. O son, thou art of lawful age and a jolly tight boy, I'd have thee try her once again, she can but say nay. Then, O gramercy, mother, she'll set a good face of the matter, she'll dress up myself as fine as a dog, and she'll have a fresh bout at her. And first she'll put on my Sunday apparel that laced about the quarters, with a pair of buckram slops and a vlanting pair of garters, with my sword tied fast to my side and my grandfather's dug and dagger, and a peacock's feather in my cap, then ah, how I shall swagger. Nay, take the lockram napkin, son, to wipe thy snotty nose. 'Tis no matter for that, you snort it out and flirt it athwart my clothes. Odd bodkins, nay, fie away, I prithee, son, do not so. Be mannerly, son, till thou canst tell whether she'll have thee or no. But, sir, our mother, hark a while, who's that that comes so near? 'Tis Joan Grumble, hold thy peace, for fear that she do hear. Nay, out be she, till dress my words in such a scholar's grace, but first of all shall take my hands and lay them athwart her face. Good morrow, my honey, my sugar candy, my little pretty mouse. Cha hopes thy father and mother be well at home at thine own house. He can come for to show my mind, cha'm sure thou know'st my errand. Some say, Jug, that I'm unhappy, oh no, good sir, I warrant. You must, Sir Clown, is for the king, and not for such a mome. You might have said by your leave, fair maid, and let your must alone. I am no more a clown than blood, chum in my Sunday apparel. I came for love, and I pray so take, she hopes she will not quarrel. Robin, dost thou love me so well, if eighth abomination? Why then you should have framed your words into a finer fashion. Fine fashions and fine speech, as scholars' folks can utter, chat rather speak but two words plain than half a score and stutter. Chav land, chav house, chav twan, that's better than fine speeches. 'Tis a sign that fortune favors fools, she let them have such riches. Hark how she comes upon me now, I do wish it be a good sign. He that will steal any wit from thee had need to rise betime. I's faith, I's am no fool, I say, I think you should know better. Dost thou think I's not know, I pray, good speech and manners better? 'Tis sure you know not, if you did, you ne'er have been a lover. Nay, nay, my dear, nay, nay, it's lid, why mun not I discover? What long in secret I's ha' kept, and would ha' longer done it, had not my passion been so heaped, I's had no more room for it. And are you in love, as you say? Yes, faith and troth, I swear it. Then prithee, Robin, set the day, and we's in both be married.